And King Asa is prime in the lesson this morning, and there are quite a few things that we can learn from him and the whole incident. As I said, one of the primary things that was not touched this morning at all, and hopefully I'll be able to say a few words on it, because definitely the lesson I have planned for Sunday coming is titled, most likely will be titled, God Cannot. Can anyone say God cannot? Yes. And that most likely will be the lesson. But so King Asa saw, and not only he saw, this great man, great character, he saw and experienced the, should we call it, the stimulus and the strength which faithful believing men and women gain are derived from God's support. Asa saw this, experienced it, that when you are faithful to the Almighty God, God will give you the encouragement, the support, the stimulus that you need. This we see in chapter 15, verse 1 through verse 8. Let us have it read. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 through verse 8.
And the Spirit of God came unto Azariah the son of Oded.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is with you.
The Lord. You know, all this is something we should remember, because this is not simply a religious age truth. It's not a dispensational truth. It is a divine truth. That is what the brother Vivian is about to read there. Just pick up at that point again.
The Lord is with you.
The Lord is with you.
While you be with him.
While you be with him. You see, get this. While we understand that reading Chronicles, Kings, Samuel, Judges, and all of that, we are reading of things, lot of which was, they were common just for that dispensation or that age. But remember too, in these books, there are a lot of truth. God state that are not dispensational. They are not restricted to that age. They are about God and cover all time and period. What has just been read in verse 1 or 2, God be with
him,
or is with you.
And if he seek him.
Wait. God is with you.
While you be with him.
While you be with him. You see, there are a lot of men and women, they are not really with God. They don't care to serve him. They don't care to submit their lives to him. But when their backs are against the wall, they come running to God. And you know what? They will quarrel if they don't think God responds to them. Truly. But the truth being expressed here is a fact. God will be with us if we are with him. Read on.
And if he seek him.
If you seek him.
He will be found of you.
God not going to play hide and seek with us. Are we all here? Watch here. You see, when you arise, study the Bible to understand God. Wait. You do not just study the Bible to have some truth or some smart thing to silence your opposition. No. You study the Bible because you want to know the will of God so that you may relate to him better. And when God sees that you have a sincere attitude in studying the Bible, God will be there with you to encourage, give you support, open your understanding and your knowledge. Read on.
But if he forsake him, he will forsake you.
That's a fact. When we turn our backs on God, God will see that we don't want him. And he doesn't force himself upon anyone. Remember Christ knocking at the door in the book of Revelation and expect that the heart's door will be open to him. He's not going to break it down. Read on, brother.
Now, for a long season, Israel has...
Now, what the brother is reading, it's very important. The three fundamental things that you need in the church, any community, for men and women to get to know about God. Listen. Read.
Now for a long season,
Israel
hath been without the true God.
They were. No, I appreciate how inspiration specifies not just that they were without God, because there were a lot of idols. But they were without the true God.
And without a teaching priest.
A what type of priest?
A teaching priest.
The brother didn't say a stealing priest. A teaching priest. You need that. We are always going to need people to teach. God's system in Old and New Testament is dependent on that. If you are not a preacher, if you can't be a preacher, learn to teach. Read on.
And without law.
Without what?
Law.
That is, without law. There were three things. These are the three essential, the three fundamental that about this period Israel was without. There is no way they could go right without these things. Read on further.
But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them.
And that is ever so much. That is ever so. You turn to God, he's going to make sure you find him. Collectively or individually. Read on. Read on. Verse 4, I think.
Verse 4, sorry. Sought him and Asa.
When they in their trouble,
they turned unto the Lord, God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them.
The first part of what has just been read by Brother Webb support that truth that have been stated here. many times over the past many years that suffering is redemptive. Did you know that lot of time, that's the only way by which some men can turn their eyes upward? When trouble comes. That's what the passage is, verse 4, you are. Read it again.
But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them.
When men sought God, he will always be found of them. Lot of time, of course, it takes trouble, problem, suffering, sickness. Read on.
And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to them, nor to him that came in.
You see, those times when the Almighty God withdrew his grace, his mercy, his goodness, his kindness, and that usually is was dependent on the people's lack of response to God's bidding. Great vexation. Everybody hear that? That sometimes happens, even in our time. Great vexation. Read on.
And nation was destroyed of nation. And city of city. For God did vex them with all adversaries.
You hear? You see, what verse is that?
Six.
What this tells us is God has options. A lot of time, the option that God chooses because of our lack of response to him, our appropriate response, a lot of time, they can bring a lot of suffering to us. That's what we are reading here. And nation, cities, household, war against soul. Household, city against city, nation against nation. You had stop at verse 6? Let us hear 7.
Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded,
yeah, those were the two tribes that left. You know, the other part of the nation was what was known as Israel with 10 tribes. But you notice the Almighty God is always pleased when men turn to him in humility and obedience. And we see that over and over. Along that, may I just point out here on that very point, the Almighty God often is our worst torment or our greatest joy and comfort. That's we have seen that throughout the Old Testament. And we have seen that even in the New Testament, when the Almighty God have to take certain stand. When out of covetousness and not understanding what Christianity was about, Ananias and Sapphira, connive, believing that they could outsmart God, not realizing that they were not just dealing with Peter or the apostle or the church leader, they were dealing with God in their giving. The Almighty God became, I would almost say, worse than a terror to this wife and husband couple. That's New Testament. You see, so the Almighty God often is our worst terror or our greatest joy and comfort. Look at Proverbs 16, verse 7.
When a man's ways please the Lord.
Wait. It's good that you get that before the brother reads further. When a man weighs, and man here doesn't just mean male, man or woman, when God is pleased with your ways, your attitude, your disposition, your conduct, your commitment to him. Yes, start again. When a man weighs?
When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Even the people who don't like you, who want to destroy you, God can make them be at peace with you. When your ways please the Almighty God. There's another thing to notice here. Notice the purifying power of true God-directed religion. Let me repeat that. Notice the purifying power of true God-directed religion. Not just religion, but God-directed religion. Look at Chapter 15, verse 8 through 12.
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord.
No, not that, not Proverbs this time. Sorry. Second Chronicles 15. Yes. Verse 8 through verse 12. And the point of the purifying effect or power of religion, spiritual things that are God directed.
And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold, and vessels. And there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa.
You notice here is a period of peace. Don't move from the passage. That God brought to Israel because Asa took steps against idol worship. Read on, brother.
And there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of house of the Lord.
Step me down to verse 15. Let me hear verse 15 through 16.
Verse 15?
Mm-hmm. Yes, see, let me see.
It ends at 14. 15?
Let me hear. That's the passage. That's 15 following. Yes, read. Wait, what is striking here? And this is great. You see, brothers and sisters, in the church all over, sometimes, not always, but we have seen it, sometimes family ties, are we there? Sometimes blood ties, friendship ties, places limit on step that Christianity expects us to take, but we are reluctant, we are afraid, or we are influenced contrary to God's directive. But here you have Asa did not permit family ties, blood ties, friendship ties to place any limit on his conviction. That's the way God wants it today. Read that part about his, you know, some translations say his mother-in-law, the mother of Esau, some translation believe. Go on, read it anyway. She was not exempt. She was placed under the discipline that God expects. Asa was not expected by God to say, well, you know, that's my mother, or my mother-in-law, or that's my husband, or my wife. No. Read on. Cut down. You see, she brought idolatry. He could have taken step to overlook her idolatry. But my God, that would undermine God's cause. Read on. The brother, I'll just drop in a little part there. That was meant to be a part. In fact, that's very key. That Asa sweep of ridding Israel of idol worship was not as complete as God expected. But he had done a great job. But there are some important things, but I'm not going to get to it tonight because I want probably in a Could be another Sunday night, but most likely in a lesson where there will be more members here, so might be a Sunday morning lesson. Definitely not within the next 2-3 or so weeks. The caution or danger. We easily, while I mention it this morning, I'm closing. I'm just pointing out that within a few weeks, I hope to share one or two points here or place more emphasis. One, faithfulness, very important point. And this is why I'm hoping that I can have a lesson on it in a Sunday morning. Faithfulness, conviction, commitment to Jesus Christ is not proven or demonstrated during normal or ordinary times. It takes trial or temptation of various type to help us see who we are, what we are. And lot of time we can go through 5, 10, 15, 20 years without ever being really tried by Satan. So there will be a lesson dealing with this business that until we face certain trial, in fact, Satan knows this, that in normal, ordinary times, we do not usually, I said usually, know who we really are spiritually. Few people may, by studying God's word, being as objective and as honest as they can, but generally, so we can go through life patting ourselves on the shoulder how faithful we are because it's just simply ordinary time. But wait until we face some terrible trial or temptation. Satan knew this. And it was on that basis that Satan challenged God. You think Job really fear you? No, look on the comfort life that you give the man. You give the man everything he wants. You see, Satan knows that without trials, severe temptation, some of us will never know how faithful or how fragile we are spiritually. There will be a lesson on this. It's like Satan tempt God, bring some upheaval in his life. Bring some sickness, some failures. Some death, some tears, some trials in Job's life. And God, you want to bet me a few $1,000? So there will be a lesson within the next month or so on the fact that it's when we go through severe temptation, trial of various sort, that we know who we are spiritually. And sometimes without those type of temptation and trial, we can have a false deception of ourselves.